I am shallow and I have no idea what to do about it. Yeah, it's a realization we've been talking about the podcast now for the last couple of weeks, right? Like, what do you do when you just know you're a shallow person in some sense? Like, I think there's a lot of great qualities about me, but my shallowness, especially when it comes to dating, is not the highest of caliber. But what do you do about it? Leah, our therapist friend, joins the show today.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Welcome to the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I'm Steve Kramer. This is a feel-good podcast that I do with my mom, typically every single day. And it's got three principles to it. It's live, laugh, love your mom. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot. And we love my mom, my co-host Nancy Yancey. Typically, it's hi, mom, blah, blah, blah. Not today. Because somebody, me, forgot that I don't live in the, or I'm not staying right now in the same time zone as my mother. So even though it's 5 o'clock my time, it is 8 o'clock her time. And I was like, oh, whoops. So it is I today. How are we? We doing good? I am still here in San Diego. I'm in a friend's kitchen area recording this episode. And we got a lot to talk about. Took all last week off, been here on vacation. This is my 9th day. I leave early tomorrow morning, about 6 o'clock, and heading back to Baltimore. We'll talk a lot this week about what happened while I was here in San Diego. It was a really great time and a really not so great time. And we'll kind of discuss that all. But I thought we'd start today, and this is going to be kind of a shorter episode because I am still quasi on vacation here, is that this whole rental car scam could not have gone any better. But still, in true Stephen Yancey fashion, you know there had to be some kind of hiccups to it because my life is never easy. It's a great life, but there's always some kind of drama to it. So in case you're new to this episode or this saga on the podcast, when I was coming to San Diego, I really wanted to get a rental car, but because the rates are so high right now, it was going to be like $900 or something for the 9 days that I was going to get. Like $100 a day. I was like, God, that's a lot of money. Like a grand just to like get around. And I was like, I can probably do Uber cheaper than that. But I was on TikTok and I saw a guy that was sharing the corporate codes. And I was like, well, you know, like if you don't know what that is, you know, you go and you rent a car and it's like, what's your corporate ID? And you're always like, well, what are those corporate IDs? I wonder what those are. Well, this guy was sharing them. And so I was like, let me just see what this is and see if this would actually lower the rate and how much. It was going to be $50 cheaper or whatever. And the price dropped from like $900 to like $350, $360, something like that. Crazy. So I'm like, obviously, you know me, low-key scam artist over here. I really want to try this out because that's cheaper than an Uber both ways, you know, still makes financial sense. Type in the code and book the trip. And one thing I was nervous about though was, are they going to check for some type of IBM identification or are they just going to let this kind of slide? And I started Googling and I found out that some places may actually ask for a business card. So what does my crazy ass do? I go and I get fake IBM business cards with my name printed up because y'all, I'm saving $600 at this point. This business card cost me like $20. I'm like, this is great. Ordered them online. No eye contact I got to make with anybody. Boom, we're good. Okay, so you know, I told you before I left for the trip that I was getting a little apprehensive because the business cards hadn't come in yet. And if they didn't come in, should I still go through with this scam or not? Like, would you have done it? And I was really pondering it. So the day came Thursday before I left late Thursday night, right? And so I decided to call over there because I'm like, you know what? Like, they're still not here. I waited to the last minute. Let me go and call them and see what happens. So I get on the phone with them and, oh, let's see. Let me look into this. And oh my gosh, yeah, they have not been produced yet. They're backlogged, I guess, where production's backed up right now. So we haven't even actually gone into production yet. And I'm like, but they were supposed to be here last Friday and nobody said anything to me. They're like, yeah, I'm so sorry about that. We just got really crazy busy. But don't worry. If you want to cancel, it's no big deal. We can just give you the price of your shipping back. And I was like, you're not just going to give the price of shipping back? Like, no. You know, I went into True Jim Yancey That's my dad, who's very customer service overachiever. He would never have settled for that. And so this, so his son, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. There's no way I'm just going to allow you to give me the shipping fee back, even though you didn't give me the cards. So I'm like, well, listen, we ain't getting off the phone. We ain't getting off the phone until I get the whole thing back. Like, no, you're supposed to be here last Friday. It's Thursday now. I can't even use these cards anymore. So in true Jim Yancey fashion too, my dad will be happy to know today that I did get 100% of that money back. And that felt really good. I was like, hey, we're already off to a win here, right? Boom. And actually, oh, I got another story, but I'm gonna try to keep this short. So I'll tell you the story later on. But I'm kind of running late for my flight. And I get in. I didn't get in until 11:30 San Diego time, which is 2:30 my time. Kiki had peed in her crate because it's too long of a trip for her. And so I felt bad. And so we had to get back to my friend's house and wash her. And it's like, then she's like barking up a storm. It's crazy. And it's just, I didn't get to bed. I don't think until like 4 o'clock or something, which would have been 7 a.m. My time. It's fine. So yeah, you can imagine. I woke up pretty funky, but I was like, today's the day. Today, because I pushed the rental car off till Friday because I was like, I'm not going to get in town in time. But today's the day, people. I wake up and I got a big decision to make. I said, what am I going to do? Am I going to go through with this or am I not? And I decided, you know what? Let's go through. Because I got an email that morning that said, hey, guess what? We got your car ready for you. All you got to do is walk in, grab that car, and walk out. Just head to the board, check your name, grab your car, and go. So I was like, there's no, like, they're confirming even locally that I'm not going to have to see anybody face to face. Why would I not pull this scam off, right? Time comes, noon. Head down to San Diego Airport rental car place. Go in there, and I'm already feel like I'm looking kind of shady. You know, I'm kind of looking around left and right, like, who knows? You know, like, do they know what I'm up to here? And I walk back to the Hertz area, and then there it is. Boom. There's the board. And I start to look for my name, and everyone's got a name and like a spot number next to their name, which that they know that's their car to go grab and just drive off. And I'm like, this is so easy. Let me head on down to Yancey. Oh, no. Next to Stephen Yancey, it says C desk. Okay. Nobody else says C desk, but Stephen Yancey says C desk. And I'm like, here it is. Here we go. My God. Do I just like run away at this point? I was so nervous. I was like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like, you know what? No, we're going to do this. And as I'm walking in, I'm two people back in line. And I'm like, man, I'm going to have to think of something. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to be honest. That's the best policy here. I'm going to tell them that I found it online and I use the code. And you know what? Honestly, if I'm not eligible to use that code, fine. I will, you know, they can either give it to me and we can discuss a rate. If it's too much, I can just leave because my friend's still sitting outside. I told her, I'm like, listen, like, this is super sketch. So don't go anywhere because I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off. Walk up to the desk and this guy, luckily this woman in front of me was kind of just being, she was old. I couldn't really quite figure it out. So I felt like he was already kind of annoyed with her, which made me a little apprehensive. But I'm like, if I'm super nice, maybe I can pull this off. Walk up and hand him my ID. I'm like, hey, my name said C desk. I'm not quite sure why. He's like, oh, that's weird. Let me start checking. Now I'm starting to sweat, you know, because he got my ID. He's got my credit card. I'm like, he's going to say something. He's going to say, let me see some kind of identification here, sir. Let me see the IBM business card, something. And then I'm like small talking. I'm like, so how's the rental car business going? Yeah, you guys busy? You know, just like nervous talking just because I don't know what he's going to ask me. And he looks at me, he's like, this is really weird. I don't know why I'd ask you to come in here. I'm really not quite sure. Everything looks good to go, but I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and scan your credit card again. I'm like, oh my God, this may actually work. So I scan my credit card. He's like, ah, yeah, I don't know. So weird. He's like, next time I promise you just walk in and your name will be on the board and there'll be a car ready to go. Sorry for the trouble. He's like, you know what? Actually, let me do you one better. I was like, what? He's like, I'm going to actually upgrade you from the mid-sized cars you got to a freaking sports car. I'm like, wait, what? What? So, yeah. So they literally upgraded me the guy pulling the scam got upgraded from a mid-sized car, which is like a Mazda 3 or something, to they put me in a friggin' Ford Mustang for the week. 9 days. 9 days. Total price, $360-some-odd. What? Yeah, it was like $40 a day total or something like that for the upgraded car. Y'all, I don't know how in the world. I have no idea how I pulled that off. I literally have no idea how I pulled that whole scam off. It seems so crazy to me now in hindsight. So today, actually, I took the car back because I want to take it back a day early because I leave so early tomorrow. And then I'm like super nervous again. Oh, I didn't tell you the best part. Not the best part, but the craziest part. So I get the Mustang. I'm like, kind of smells like weed, honestly. Like, it smells like marijuana, but I don't know why. My nose is super sensitive, though. So I was like, whatever. No big deal. And eventually I look behind the car seat, behind the passenger seat, and there's a bag of weed from Urban Leaf. And if you live in San Diego, you know it's like one of the dispensaries here. And I was like, oh my God, there's a whole bag of weed. I was like, I could actually use this maybe to my benefit. If I call it, I'm like, hey, guess what? I found weed in your car. That could be a whole other scam. That could be like a scam on top of scam. So I actually tried to call this week and ask, you know, see if I could just, because I honestly, my biggest fear was a car smelled like weed. I was like, they're going to make me feel like they're going to think that I was the one smoking weed in the car. So I tried to call the Hertz number, but nobody, it was like, took way too long. I waited like 30 minutes twice. And I was like, I don't know. So, but today, that's why today I took the car back and I turned it in and got a receipt in my email, $368, 9 days. Listen, I don't ever encourage you to do the wrong thing. I wouldn't. And I'm not even saying, like, I never tell anyone to model their life after me. I'm not a role model. I'm just a cheap human being looking to save a buck. But if you ever come across an opportunity to use a corporate ID that may not be where you work and you fear what's going to happen, the outcome of that, maybe don't be so worried. That is your life lesson of the day. And I'm sure my mom might have other things to say. But we'll see with her tomorrow. Check in about that. We really do have so much to talk about with San Diego. I mean, it's been such a bizarre week here. You know, I've been like counting down the days. And there were some really great moments and some really not so great moments and some realizations that I'm honestly kind of like processing right now. I think when I head back, you know, tomorrow on the flight and when I get back to Maryland, I don't know. But we'll talk about all that. Got a lot to talk about this week. Excited to get back. Really did miss you. Really weird not doing the podcast. And I appreciate you so much for being here. And, you know, I told you I always get nervous when we take a vacation because I come back and I feel like half the audience leaves. So I don't know that anyone actually listening to this podcast right now. But just know that I'm thankful that you're here. All right. Yeah. So I'm shallow in a sense when it comes to dating, especially. And I'm not quite sure what to do about it. So we're going to get to that with Leah in just a couple of minutes. Let me do this is one of my begging weeks, if you will, when I'm like, hey, listen, this is a great time. If you've been thinking about getting some bubs, if you need a refill on your bubs, if you haven't tried bubs yet, hopefully you'll consider it because their contract's almost up. You know what I'm saying? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Okay. Bubs Naturals has got the, and this is, I'm here in San Diego talking about this. Makes me happy. It's a great San Diego based company. Bubs Naturals has the best collagen on the market. It's the absolute best. And I mean, you've probably heard of collagen before and all the benefits for your hair, your skin, your nails, your bones, your joints. Also, MCT oil powder is what they make. It's what I use every single day. It's great for your energy. It's great for your gut health. It's great for your mental focus. And those together, you combine them and you're like a superhero pretty much. But Bubs is really great. And we get so many great success stories from you, from people that listen to it on this podcast and they go and they try it. And I'm so thankful for that, by the way. So I hope that like if you're sitting here, let me tell you, talk to the people I'm talking to. Those weird aches and pains that just won't seem to go away. Yeah, you're the person I'm talking to. If you feel like your mental focus, like coffee alone might give you energy, but not mental focus, you're the person that I'm talking to. If you feel like your gut health is not the best, right? Like gas, upset stomachs a lot, you may just need MCT oil powder that can really, I mean, So many great stories. And let's just talk about, since we're going to be talking about Shallow in a couple seconds, the hair, skin, nails part of it. Like, I forget who it was that posted on the Certified Fans page, but they did like a before and after Bubs. They did like 2 weeks of it. And skin looked so good. Your nails will grow so thick, so strong. So if any of these things sound great, just know it's supporting the podcast just when you try it. And I give you 20% off just to try it out and let me know how you do with it. BubsNaturals.com. BubsNaturals.com. And enter the promo code Kramer. It's BubsNaturals.com. And again, like I said, if you're up for a refill, if you have been hearing about it for a while, you've been thinking about trying it, this would be the week to do it. I'd really appreciate it. BubsNaturals.com. Also, today's podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp. I'm so excited to get started back in BetterHelp this week, and I don't think it could come at a better time, honestly. I love therapy, man. I do, and online therapy is the way to go because you cut out the weird awkwardness of having to go sit in a waiting room or sit across from a counselor, and it's just, to me, that was always the worst part. Like, I don't know, the pandemic changed me, man. Like, I don't want to drive anywhere if I don't have to, but now you meet online with a qualified therapist right in your own area, but without having to go anywhere. It's a phone call. It's a video chat, whatever you prefer. And you start communicating with your therapist in under 24 hours. So it's really great. I think you're going to love it. If there's somebody in your life that needs therapy, well, it's kind of hard to don't go tell them they need therapy. That rarely goes well. But if you maybe somebody that's like asking about therapy, and then maybe they're thinking about, hey, you got a friend like that? I had a friend last week tell me that. She was like, I've never actually been to therapy before. And I'm like, hey, listen. I'm not trying to tell you should go. I've had amazing results. But when you're ready, BetterHelp, truly. BetterHelp.com/Kramer. BetterHelp.com/Kramer. And you get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. And if you've got any questions about therapy and how it works, you can always hit me up too, because I would love to tell you about it. All right. Certified fans, hi. How are you? Tomorrow we'll do your official hello, and we'll say hello to our new certified fans and shout out our old ones. And when mom's back, we'll do that. But for today, just know you're appreciated, and it's so nice to be back with you. And thank you for your continued support of this podcast. We are going to do our Mental Health Monday now. And in case you're new to our podcast, every Monday, my friend Leah, who's a therapist, which, by the way, Leah and I had dinner together for the first time. Leah and I have never met in real life. She knew me from Channel 933 here in San Diego, and she went, she reached out to me when she was going to start her own podcast about mental health. And it was fun. Like, she was like really fun with it. And I was like, I like this, I like the vibe. Let me bring her on to this podcast. And we just started this Mental Health Monday where we get about 10, 15 minutes with her. And it's all about mental health and therapy and stuff like that. But something I hope that, you know, you can take with you. All right, this week's episode, typically I want you to walk away with a nugget of something for your own life. And maybe there's somebody that can relate to this. But I think really what this will do is kind of give you a insider perspective of like a therapy session with someone like myself, whose life's arguably a little bit messy. Lee and I actually are friends, and we are both in the dating world, and so we can share war stories back and forth with each other. And one thing that I've noticed, the one pitfall that I don't want to fall into, because I did the first time around, but I don't know how to solve it, is I can be a shallow person. I'm not proud about this. It's not something that I'm like, I mean, obviously I'm recognizing this about myself, and I'm coming to a professional for help. We've talked kind of about this off the podcast, but the problem I'm having is that I'm starting with the looks and then like working down, which like with all the development and like everything that I've done in my life post-divorce, I feel like what I'm looking for is everything like bottom up, right? Like, I'm looking for spiritual. I'm looking for, you know, good person. I'm looking for, you know, at least somebody that gets that part about me, you know, like there's just so many things, so many layers to what I'm looking for. But for some reason, I'm always starting with the looks, and I'm like, I don't know. I just don't, because obviously with my ex-wife, that's pretty much what I did. And that was a very 24-year-old thing to do, right? Like, I can't blame my 24-year-old self for that. It's just what you do when you're 24. But I'm damn 38 years old, and like, I can't fall into this rut once again. But my question for you is I don't know how to look beyond that to get to even know somebody without my brain automatically saying, do I have a very physical attraction to you first? Because of the world that we live in, because of all the dating that you do, all of the social media that you do, all of even like when you just meet somebody, the first thing you do is you size them up, you know? So
you mean like meet them IRL? You
said IRL, if you will, for the kids. I mean, in real life.
In real life.
So, yeah. So like, what do you like? I don't know if that's like a me thing. I don't know if that's a guy thing. I don't know if that's an everybody thing, but this is we get 7.5 minutes for you to solve this problem.
So, I can't solve the problem, but I think I know a lot of things that go into this. And I think you mentioned it is part of the world we're living in as far as dating, because the apps really emphasize the physical, right?
Right.
You see the big picture. It's not like you see these headlines like, you know, love dogs, goes to church, you know?
Right, right. I mean, that's on there. It's on there. But we're not spending – I mean, honestly, how much time – and I just want to see, like, the difference between – like, how much time do you usually spend on someone's actual profile? Like,
I mean, I don't like – it's not, like, hours, but I definitely scroll through it. If there's, like, slight attraction – again, like, so I'm not – if this person, I'm not, like – I think the difference between you and I, and maybe it is between men and women, I don't think so. I think it's just some people are a little bit more hung up on the looks.
Shallow. You can say shallow.
Well, so shallowness. I think the thing is I will, like – if I see, like, okay, like, this person's kind of cute or whatever. Like, again, like, I may not be, like, head over heels. Like, if I saw them in a bar, it might not be, like, ooh, like, but – I don't know if there's something and especially because I've been, and I talk a lot about this, I've been super intentional about like filtering out like based on the criteria, right? So you can filter out
sure.
like education level, spirituality, all this stuff. So in theory, and again, this is dating app. So of course, like the algorithm isn't going to be super exact because they want us to continue swiping. There are people within my my range of matches should be fairly, I guess, reflective of what I'm looking for, right? So
sure.
I try to be open-minded in a sense of, you know, if I find them like kind of cute or like something like about the pictures is funny or silly, I will look a little bit more. I do because, and I mentioned this with the most recent person I dated, it wasn't like I was like, whoa, like hubba hubba. Like I was like, you know, like, oh, this guy's kind of fine. Like, and then it just, I liked
what, well, yeah, because if you met somebody, I'm sure you met someone in real life where like they may not be the most attractive person ever, but like their personality really shines through. Like, I'm a personality type. You know what I mean? Like, if there was a dating app based on personality, I would win. I would date everyone. Like, that'd be it. I would win. I will beat anyone in a personality contest. And I know that about myself. That's my strong suit. But that's just not what is like shown up there. It's not, we're not sitting here comparing personalities or anything else. I mean, it's literally such a shallow world of like just looking at someone and being like, do I want to, like, by this picture alone, is this someone that I see a future with? And it's like, what?
I know. And I think that's, it's, I think, did you ever watch what is it, Love is Blind, that show?
Yes.
Well,
you didn't, really quick, for those that didn't see it, basically they did a, I don't know if it's a project, so it was kind of a reality show, but they put the, you know, men and women, they separate sides of the wall. They had to like talk and, you know, change room to go to somebody else until they finally were in there. It was kind of crazy. It was basically just like
dating,
but it was like marrying. It was like, do you want to marry this person? Right. Didn't they have to instantly get married? I think they did. Right.
Engaged.
So, yeah, so it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they propose and then they like start their lives together based on the conversations. Right. And this showed exactly that is like the emphasis on physical attraction and kind of this culture and social conditioning we have to like really go off of that. But I think this is the thing is the people I've met through friends or in real life, it's hasn't been like an immediate attraction. There's been more like you get to know the person. So I do think with dating apps, it doesn't help. Because it's like you're making these snap decisions, right? You're like, okay, swipe right or left, and then I'm going to, you know, and
– Right. This could be my soulmate. If I just swipe this one way, this may be the person I spend the rest of my life with.
Versus if like you were going to meet someone like out or through a friend, right? You'd probably like have a conversation and maybe you didn't really think about like – asking them out on a date initially, and then you're like, oh, this person's kind of cool, or like, I can see why they're friends with this other friend, and it's a little bit more organic, and it's not solely based on the physical.
Right.
So I think there's a solution other than you just taking your time, and if there's someone that you're like, okay, like just being a little bit more open-minded, you know?
Mm-hmm. But that's a struggle. That's a struggle for me. Open-mindedness in general is kind of a struggle at times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess there's not much to really be said here other than,
stop being shallow. No, but I think it's like, like what you're doing is not working, right? Like essentially.
Well, it's just getting me to the wrong place. It's like not taking me where I need to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's like, it's out there, but it's just not taking me to where I need to go because it's not, I know better. And then what I do is I'll get into these traps of like, okay, there's an attractive, but then like you hang out and you're like, oh shit, this is like everything I don't want, you know, like it's literally everything I don't want. Like here it is. But then like, you know, somebody that's maybe more aligned, I'm like, I'm not physically attracted to you.
I think that can grow then. And I think you have this weird, like,
careful.
No, this weird type, which we've already talked about. That's not like, just like kind of the bachelorette, you know, like
yeah,
person, social media girl,
right? Like, Leah, I've pretty much, you know, how did we come up with the I like the influencer type? Is that, did I say that or did you say that? That's kind of
true. Okay,
that's what Leah says, that I like the influencer type, you know, the look, right? You know, and like, but like, am I conditioned to like that? You know, like, is that, that's, I mean, like what's right, on my face?
Probably. And I'm not saying those Instagram influencer girls are not suitable partners, but like if you're going off of like, you know, someone DMs you, which a lot of people DM you and they're like influencers, I mean, you got to think too of where they're at in their lives, like their values, right? So if they're focused on, you know, building following and like kind of this like world of like makeup and, you know, all about the material things at this point, not to say they don't have other layers, they probably do. But if that's kind of where they're at, like, is that something you want to also embrace, is like that lifestyle, right?
Do I want to be the Instagram husband? Because that's exactly what I'll become, right?
I gotta, like, because they make a lot of money, so
maybe don't shoot it down yet. Maybe just change your values so that you can be wealthy. You know, that's really.
I think there are a lot of people, like, and this is where I said, like, again, like the influencer type or like the bachelorette type, because now the girl's on The Bachelor.
Well, I joke with Leah the other day as I was like, I feel like every person I date has literally said they were almost a contestant on The Bachelor. Like, literally, yeah. I feel like I heard that story like 400,000 times throughout my dating life. But like, oh my God, I was totally almost on The Bachelor, like almost like in clockwork. Like almost clockwork. Like, I know that story's about to come up.
If they are like, I mean, I guess at this point it's like, are people really looking for love? I don't know. But like, if they're seeking out to be on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, like chances are they're interested in clout and like all the things that come with that. Like the Bachelor franchise, right?
Right. Well, I guess I will. I think tell me if I'm wrong, therapist, but I think that, you know, recognize, because this is the first time I've really recognized it like as an issue, is like a, like seeing myself falling into. Well, I guess maybe it's because like I've grown, right? Like I've grown.
Which is good.
And so like I recognize it now where I'm like, this is not aligning to what I really want, but it's like the old formula, you know, the old programming, which I'm having to like work around.
I would say, I want to also, this is the question I would ask a client, because this is not a therapy session as much as you say it is, but
what I'm not paying
client is, what would it mean to date someone who was not the influencer type? Like, what would it mean?
I don't know. I've only dated influencers.
How would that impact your like belief about yourself? Like, that's what I would ask typically a client. Like, what would it mean to date someone who's not like plain Jane, but like your average Joe or Josephine? Like, how would that be for you? That's what I think,
and that, because I've been doing some reflecting on this, and I will share it in my free therapy session that we're doing right now.
It's not a therapy session.
I think that.
Sue me after this. I have insurance for this.
I think there's validation for me in that.
There you go.
There it is.
You found it.
There it is.
Boop.
It was like a validation of like, look what I can do, everybody.
Yep.
You see this?
Yeah.
I did that. That person that everyone wants. I got it.
Sure. Yep.
I got it.
There it is.
So then what do you do with it? Like, okay, so now what?
Then it's like
because I mean, I think anyone would say that, right? Like anyone would want you to look at their partner and be like, look what I like this person, you find this person attractive too, right?
I think it's like
is that just my shallowness of like needing everyone else's approval? I don't know.
No, I think it goes down to like how accepting are you of yourself? Like how much like confidence do you have in yourself? Like are there some areas?
Very little.
Right. So like that's where you put the work in. Like that, not like, you know, because again, it's the tip of the iceberg is the influencer attraction, whatever we want to call that. And then underneath is like the like self-doubt or insecurities of like, I need a hot lady to prove myself. And again, yeah.
Deep.
Boom.
Yeah. But then what? So we're there. Okay.
So then keep going to your BetterHelp therapist but really just work on it. Like, I think like do the things that are important to you, like surround yourself with people that matter to you. We talked about value. So doing more of that and living like life authentically, which you've been doing, I think will make you feel more and more confident in yourself.
There we go. Not a therapy session, but it could be. Yeah. Boom. Okay. How do people get in touch with you?
So you can find me on Instagram at Your Modern Therapist, and I have a website, leahagiri.com, and there's some free resources. My blogs are there. And for any inquiries, you can also send me a message.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And just like that, another episode of Certified Mama's Boy in the books. Thank you so much for listening today. Really appreciate you. I want to start loading these phone calls up this week. So if you got anything, any thoughts from today's show, how you feeling about it? Did you miss me? No, don't call it that. That's way too self-gratifying. Don't call it. But I just want to know how your week was. Did you have a good week? Missed you. So 888-Kramer-8. You got any thoughts on the shallow? You got any thoughts on the rental car? Start loading phone calls up for this week. And then, here at the end of the show, we do calls. So love you so much. It's great to be back. Mom's back tomorrow. And we'll discuss a lot. We got a lot to talk about this week. Okay. Love you so much. See ya. Bye.
Hi, Kramer. It's Irene calling from Chula Vista. And of course, right when I start talking, I'm passing a little party. I'm taking a walk. But I wanted to comment on where you said people look at their phones at least every 2 hours. That is not me. I can go probably a good 6 hours and not check my phone. My husband even got me an Apple Watch, but I still sometimes don't feel it buzz. But I'm not really attached to my phone. So it still happens to me. My friends know if they text, I'm not going to text back right away. Sometimes I will. Sometimes it might be the next day. If it's an emergency, they'll just call me. And then I realize, oh, if someone's calling me, then I need to answer. So that's what I do.
Hi, Kramer. Hi, Mom and Nancy. Joanne calling from San Diego. Just calling about the Ask Your Mom and the vacation with the grandparents. And what we do is we get 2 weeks off in the summer. And we first do a trip, my husband, myself, and the kids. And we spend 4 days to a week on a family trip. And then the second week, we do a trip just myself and my husband. So we get a break from the kids and we get to relax and do what we want to do. And then during that time, my parents keep the boys. And that has worked out really well. We've done that for the last couple of years. But my kids are also older now, too. When they were younger, we really didn't do too many vacations. But I would say that I wouldn't use my parents to watch the kids and pay for the vacation. I think that's a little much. If they are going to be watching the kids, I feel like you should be paying for more of the stuff since they're doing a favor for you. But that's just our option is to do two separate vacations, and it seems to have worked out pretty well. All right, love you forever.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.